This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW1117.
You like bargains? Any time of the year. You know, a bargain is something in which the value is greater than the cost. In other words, you get more for your money. Have you ever gone to a stamp redemption center? It's a great place to buy gifts. You know what that is? It's a store that buys back the trading stamps given to you by other stores. It buys them back by giving merchandise in return. Actually, that's why the store is called a stamp redemption center. That word redemption is a key word. Redemption means to buy back. You gotta understand the definition of that word if you're going to get in on God's bargain. That's what God was trying to teach us people when he said to a nation of people a long time ago that he's working with, that the first animal born out of all their flocks and herds belonged to him. In other words, he told these people that if that animal happened to be a donkey, for example, the owner was to break its neck. It belonged to God. It was to be sacrificed to God. But God said that if the owner wanted to keep that donkey, he was to, now here's the word, he was to redeem it. That is, he was to buy that donkey back by sacrificing in its place a lesser important animal, a lamb. Now that's a bargain. You see, the donkey was a work animal, able to plow the fields and pull heavy loads. And those people back then gladly exchanged the lamb for a donkey. You see, they were running in on the idea what the word redemption really means. Later on, God told these people that even the firstborn babies among them belonged to him. But instead of killing children, offering them to God, God told parents to give some money, 5 coins, in the place of their children. Here's the word again, in order to redeem them. That is, to buy them back. Now that's a bargain. I mean, children are far more valuable than a few coins. The whole point God was making with these people was to help them to understand what it means to buy something back. We understand it. We go to a stamp redemption center and they buy the stamps back. It was only after man came to understand that buying back concept that God sent Jesus Christ to, here it is again, to redeem us. That is, Jesus is, well, God's money to buy us back. You see, the Bible says that every one of us, because of our lying or stealing or cursing, that is, because we rebelled against God's moral standard of excellence for us, because we rebelled, we've been separated from God, and the end result is endless terror. But God wants us back. The price is high, yet God's willing to pay it. You see, God has two sides. God is love, all right, but God is also just. He has to be just, or he's not God. In California, a girl has been brought before a traffic judge, caught in the act of breaking a traffic law. When it happened, the judge sat there behind the judge's bench and said, "The law demands $100 or 10 days in jail." You see, the law had been broken, and the penalty was already set. Now, it was up to a just judge to enforce it. After announcing the penalty, though, the judge stood up, walked around the bench, took out his billfold, and laid a $100 bill on the bench. You see, he was a just judge, but he was also her loving father. He loved her enough to sacrifice what he had to satisfy his law. He bought her back. He redeemed her. Jesus is God's buying us back. That's good news.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.